about there's another aspect, which is when a couple have a child and how sex changes through that process.
Yes.
What you're talking about there, when mums are all sat around having a good wind, is generally because the man is not doing as much as they want them to do. It's not a shared responsibility.
Yeah.
And actually that's where a lot of the frustrations do come in. But sex then changes, and actually
it just being for that as women, if it might be through our kind of core, possibly, but it's not just about that, definitely not. And there is the stereotype that it is quite fearful when you are having children or have had children.
Yeah,
that,
I think
you lose
so.
That sense of yourself. So
you do, you become, you start off being the wife or the partner, and then you're the mother.
Yeah.
And very often, the guy might also see you as you're a mother, so not so sexual.
Yeah.
Some men are quite traumatized by the birth and what goes on if they're there and witnessing. And, oh my goodness, I remember when I had my first child and I had a cesarean. I wasn't meant to, but it wasn't happening. And I remember him saying to me, "Oh my God, Stephanie, I thought, how are they going to put you back together? It was just layers of stuff." And he was shocked. And I think, thank God they've managed to put me back together. But yes, I think a guy can be quite traumatized. And yes, you as the woman, well, actually, I am still sexual, but that gets lost.
Yeah.
And how do you fight to get that back again? I think it's really important. Because I always wonder, for instance, with women I interviewed and those who felt they'd lost their sex drive and so on, and just exploring questions around, do you still masturbate? Do you use vibrators? Do you orgasm then? And the majority were, I would say, except for one who had never been interested in sex. All the others were, actually I do still orgasm and I do like to masturbate. So, well, then you do have some sexual interest and you do have some libido then. So how then do you connect up back with your partner and bring it back into your relationship? Just be a bit kind to yourself for the first number of years, because actually, the child becomes, really important in this, and you are tired and
there's
so on.
There's that normalisation of it. That actually,
absolutely.
No, it's okay. I understand.
Yes.
You might lose it, but actually, it will come back. You
yes.
You just got to be aware of that.
Yeah.
Put more effort in than you can.
Yeah. And I don't have time to go into it, but there's a link on here to this woman I mentioned earlier who gave the quote, Esther Perez. And I wanted to talk more about it, but it doesn't matter, you can find it out on here. But she has an interesting perspective. She's in a couple who've been together for a long time, and if sex starts to fade, she talks about finding that erotic space in between you. And she says, in days gone by, you would get married or you'd get with a partner and whatever to have kids, to be provided for, to be protected and so on. Now we're in a day where we don't just want that. We also want to be loved and nurtured. We want excitement. We want adventure. We want all sorts of things that go with it. So there's a lot of pressure and expectation on each within a relationship. And she says, it's an amazing paradox, really, because we want stability and security and to be protected and to feel safe, but we also want adventure and excitement and risk. And the problem is, the very things that we also want, that safety and security, can be very boring and can really equal out the erotic. So she talks a lot about bringing that together. So I'll let you have a look at that on your own, because we've just got the last 10 minutes. I think it feels quite relevant to just bring in the therapy room here. So what happens when you're working with clients with sexual issues? How do you respond to it? How do you monitor yourself and what they bring? As I say, I'm noticing more clients bringing stuff, and I'm finding it quite intriguing. And what I'm noticing is how hard it is for these clients to actually almost say the word sex and what the problem is. So they will usually talk. I think a client tests you a little bit, and they'll start with words like, I've got intimacy. God, I want to be more intimate. And then what I usually do, but using my instinct and how long I've worked with a client, I will say, I'll bring in the word sex. So I'll say, oh, so you're concerned because you're wanting more sex, or you initiate sex and he's not wanting it. So I'll take intimacy away and put in sex, and then usually it just goes. So it's almost like I sometimes feel a client is checking to see, can I go there or can't I? So I think that sort of awareness is quite important. And yeah, just seeing where they're coming from with stuff, and if you're open to exploring and to the potential of sex being there, it's amazing where it can lead you. So, but getting back to that point of, if you as a therapist can feel relaxed about sex, which can be an elephant in the room, you can open amazing channels. So yeah, so just any ideas, yeah, in the last 5 minutes, how what thoughts you have about being with clients and what things are important.
I was just going to say, it sounds like you're giving, by you actually saying sex and seeing if that fits, if that is what they're talking about, gives them permission to say, okay, yes, she's not scared of this topic, or he's not scared of this topic. And
I think it kind of relates to, we can actually, if we as therapists are too scared to go there, how can we accept our clients?
Yeah.
Really understanding how we feel as therapists in order to facilitate that. And
And to allow yourself, if you are feeling uncomfortable, that's okay. But to just try and put it on the back burner and then process it and take it to supervision. So not to be shy within your supervision to talk about, oh, I had a client talking about sex and, oh God, it freaked me out a bit. So to be able to talk with your supervisor as well. And it doesn't mean that you need to become a sex therapist at all. That's going down the angle. But I think it's also okay to have certain tips or tools to bring in. So for instance, I've got a whole load of books that are also on one of these slides, and I just brought one of them with. And a lot of sexologists actually recommend to their clients to get this book. It was published ages ago, and now they've reworked it. And it's actually quite interesting. I mean, lots of photos and pictures and all quite graphic and stuff like that, but in a way that's not, you know, like, oh my God, pornographic sort of stuff. And it even starts off with things like, yeah, how to kiss. So for instance, I've said to my son, I've got loads of books on sex and stuff on my shelves, and maybe this is the wrong thing for other people. For me, this is what I do. And I've said to him, okay, Dylan, just so you know, there are lots of books like this one. And if you ever want to read them, I'm giving you permission. They're on my shelf. You can go and read them. Because I know that all the books that are there are sensible books, as it were. So I would rather he learns from something that's written from a point of view that makes sense, that's not shaming, that is showing sex to be something that's lovely and special and naughty and adventurous and all of those things. So I've no idea if he's looked at any of these books, but he knows that they're there. So familiarize yourself with tools that are out there. So it's okay to sort of, you know, look at things like that can ultimately even suggest to a client. So I don't know what you think about things like that, but we sort of have to wrap it up, really. But yeah, any of you are not in a rush, please by all means come and chat afterwards, or any more questions you can email me, or you can email Nikki, is happy to answer any questions. And yeah, as Nikki said, if any issues have come up for you or anything you're interested in or want to discuss further, just let us know, and I'm certainly very happy, and I know Nikki will be. I've really loved it. I've had such fun, and you are so great with all your comments, and I've learned a lot, loads of food for thought. So I hope you've taken something away from it. If you haven't, sorry, it's 3 hours of your life you're never gonna get back. So thank you very much, and enjoy.